Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, growing up with Il-sung and Jong-il. From Hyuk Kang's This Is Paradise, I offer the following tidbits about what it means to be a student growing up in North Korea. I'll try to present the facts without comment, although this has always been pretty difficult for me. In every classroom hangs a photograph of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. They are placed above the blackboard so as not to escape anyone's notice. Children are taught patriotic slogans like, "We will fight the puppet party of South Korea," and "For the great leader, let us become human bullets and bombs." And "Every Korean is worth 100 enemies." Children are taught songs of the same sort. "The bayonet gleams and our footsteps echo. Who could withstand us? We are the army of the comrade leader." In the back of the room, there's a chart that lists children who are considered to be good or bad examples. The latter are warned to change their behavior. No kind of artistic work can be produced without either the dear leader or the great leader being mentioned in it. It's actually forbidden to sing a song or write a poem that doesn't mention the two Kims. Children do not grow up with the idea of going to college. The military defense of the country is praised as the highest ideal. In the second year of primary school, children begin preparation for soldiering by taking taekwondo. Every 4 years, Kim Jong-il makes available to every student two new uniforms, one for the summer and one for the winter. Part of that mandatory dress is the wearing of a Kim badge over the heart. Classes are divided into units of four children each, two boys and two girls. A girl usually becomes the head of the unit because the chief job of the leader is to clean the classroom, a job that boys tend to avoid. School starts at 7:30. There are 5 45-minute classes in the morning, lunch at home, then 3 or 4 more classes in the afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock. And two of the mandatory classes are Era of Childhood 1 and Era of Childhood 2, during which children are taught and made to memorize every possible detail available about the young life of, well, who else? Next time we visit this book, I'll share with you some of the things children actually learn about the Kims, including the fact that 1 + 1 = 1, the origination of fuzzy math. Maybe you'll want to buy the book between now and then. I strongly recommend it. This Is Paradise is the name of it, by Hyuk Kang, K-A-N-G. Meanwhile, consider and bemoan a generation thoroughly stripped of its senses. Who can save the utterly deceived? I know one who can. Oh, pray. Pray for North Korea. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, the land of morning calm.